Sewell 22 West Drive. Mayor, the lead story in today's Current, the retirement plans of the school superintendent, represents a golden opportunity to finally rein in the ever-escalating cost of government. Mayor, you have refused to contain the waste and spending, and despite having 30 to 35 million per year in new ratables, you still opted to increase property taxes, while seniors simply can't pay taxes that go up far faster and far higher than their Social Security checks, and wind up with tax liens at a usurious, unconscionable 18% APY. Mayor, man up and do the right thing for a change, and under absolutely no circumstances replace the school superintendent. His position is and has been a superfluous and redundant, costly position. Mayor, you are bound by the sworn oath of office you took to uphold the New Jersey State Constitution that clearly, expressly stipulates and mandates a thorough and efficient education. Mayor, you must insist that the Board of Education opts for a principal slash administrator for the ever-dwindling handful of students. And furthermore, it's long overdue to consolidate and right-size the schools to just one, preferably the more modern and more easily renovated third floor of Ross. It's a piece of cake, and it should be done this year, Mayor. It's long overdue to consolidate. You're going to have to bite the bullet sooner or later, so why dilly-dally and procrastinate? Do it this year. Senior citizen taxpayers simply can't afford your wasteful, spendthrift spending. It's high time to live up to your campaign promises and pledges to hold the line on taxes. With the bogus casino pilot giveaway program, the county taxes have been increasing as a result, and it makes reduction of local taxes even more critical and urgent. The time to act is now. Make the tough decisions that will help to make Margate affordable for your fellow octogenarians who simply can't afford any increases in property taxes. Furthermore, the idea of a special education teacher, it's an insane idea. Farm those one or two students out to Ventnor. It'll save a bundle of money and preclude being saddled with employees that we simply don't need. And I think on this note, we should begin to explore greater shared services with Ventnor.
You know, there were seven items that were brought to our attention that we were extremely high in spending, according to the state. And the first one was administrative costs for the school. And to do this and not fill this position would really bring that down, so we won't look so bad. I know that Mr. DiNicola used to like to say that, well, these seven items that we came up high on was just a means for the state to allow us all to share this information. Now, I'm a nice guy, but I think there's a lot more to it than just him wanting to share this information that we're well overspent. So we can correct the number one item. The second item is certainly another item that John mentioned, was the building maintenance. And if you have one building rather than two, you're going to really take this down to where it should be. And the building we should have, I know there's talk to keep Thai school, but it's a 62-year-old building. It was built to the old fire codes, the old asbestos codes, the old plumbing codes. You know, yeah, they can go and check for asbestos once a year or twice a year, but and it doesn't show anything. But once it shows something, it's too late. You now have it in the air, and your students have breathed this in for at least 6 months since it was measured before. And this is scary. I don't think we want to wait till it happens and then say, well, now it happened. You have Ross was built in 2000. It's 17 years old, which is a relatively new building. And I'm sure it's going to take care of all of our students. Our cost per pupil will also go down, which is another tremendous thing where we're well overspent. We're down to 13 and 14 kids in a class in all of Tye, 13 and 14 in every room. That's pretty sad. And a little known item of this tax bill that was just passed is a little thing that's going to allow people who don't use public schools but use other schools to be able to write this off as a cost saving when they do their income tax. So I think that's not going to be a positive for public schools. I think it's going to be a further negative. So we're only going to go down from here. The trend is down. So let's go into one school, make that school Ross.
Steve Warner, 103 North Sumner Avenue. I'd say I'd like to largely agree with Art and John. The only thing is, I don't agree in the sense that this is a golden opportunity to get the school board or to get the schools under control. They are still out of control. I think you've done a much better job with the city as a whole, but the schools are off the hook. And number one, if there's going to be, I think by statute you have to have a superintendent. So the new superintendent should be somebody that is fiscally responsible, not somebody who's going to give the teachers everything they want, okay? And that, which becomes like, so let's not get somebody in-house, all right? Let's get somebody from the outside, number one. Number two, get somebody that has some idea about fiscal responsibility. And as far as the kids in the school goes, I think that it's not necessary to classify every single kid with some sort of disability. It becomes ridiculous, okay? I mean, I'm sure there are kids with problems, but not every kid in the school. So I think it's time to stop that, too. So let's get somebody in here that's going to get a handle on costs and maybe knock down the cost of the BOE, like maybe a couple million bucks a year, more in line with what it should be. And that's what I'd like to see. So thank you.